I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We've moved on, haven't we, everybody? Let's get to Qatar. Toby, welcome to the Football Ramble. It's Wednesday, the 28th of July. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Luke Moore.
And I am Pete Donaldson.
What a joy to be reunited with my two favourite boys.
Well, you didn't say that before the show. You said before the show, I need to start hanging around with people who are more my own age.
You said that. You said that I should hang out with people more my own age. Luke said to me, I'm glad to see you've been hanging around with people your own age. Mm. Just because I went out a few nights.
You've been out every night, you said. Dirty stop out, Kate.
Let's do a Twitter poll of how old people think Kate is.
Yeah.
Would that be appropriate in 2021?
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. It'll be interesting to see what the range is and also what people think is chivalrous.
Won't believe what Kate Mason looks like now.
Yeah. I would do it like they do the census poll. I would do like the options in the poll would be 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60.
You can include all of those, are you, Luke?
Yeah, why not?
I think we've captured the...
No football for a week or two, is there? Might as well do something.
The core of what you think chivalry is. Thanks a bunch. Do you agree? You have a wide range of friends, don't you, Pete?
Wide range of what? Friends.
Age is a friend.
Hang out with the aristocracy.
Yeah, as they're known.
The aristocracy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the common man on the street.
Yeah.
And they both regard me as unbelievably...
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious. Yeah.
But, Kate, this is the first time you've been on the show since a little break that we had. So, although Pete's already alluded to the fact that you've been drinking a fair amount. What else have you been doing?
Well, that's what I've been doing. Don't look at me like that. I went to the 100. That was fun.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Enjoyed a bit of cricket.
Yeah.
I actually quite like it. Yeah. There was worry because the whole pitch was like, oh, it's girls and boys playing cricket, not together as you thought, Luke.
No. Oh.
Although I quite like that as an idea.
What sex are the bats?
The bats are just gender neutral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come one, come all.
Right.
Do you mind if I tell the listeners what you said before the show about the 100?
Depends what it was.
Direct quote, I've got it here.
Oh no.
I was in the section where the Pims was free, so I don't really remember. So you can play the adult serious sports reporter all you like, Mason, but
there's mint sick down your top.
Yeah, exactly, but you're covered in cucumbers.
The context was whether it was confusing or not, because the whole thing about it is that they've changed a whole load of the rules and it's like 10 balls in and over and they're calling them outs and not wickets and all
there's
this
a
stuff.
Lot of people who are very upset on Twitter, and I didn't have a fucking clue before this started, so I don't know why everyone's upset about it now. It's when the Formula One made the engines quieter and everyone got upset about that.
Just want to hear loud engines.
Well, that's why people like cars and stuff and bikes and things like this, isn't it? It's because they make a big noise.
If they made football actually silent, it wouldn't be as good.
Well, we found about that this season, didn't we? That's why we had to put the crowd
noise in. I mean, not even the sound of someone kicking a ball.
Do you find that the football has to quite often be silent? Like, for example, when I was watching the Olympics GB game yesterday.
Right. You can hear a lot of shouting in that.
Well, it wasn't so much that. I had to make it silent.
Jonathan Pierce.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're among friends here. Just say what you want.
Yeah. Well, it had an option for ambient sound and it didn't work.
What was it like? Oh. Whale noise and stuff.
Yeah. I think Kate doesn't want to slag off Eurosport in case they give her a gig.
I see.
Listening.
They won't give her a gig.
I could do a better job. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I mean.
Hall of Eurosport. I'd love to see that. Yeah. Camera operator Kate Mason. I've dropped my lens. It's got pims on it.
Anyway,
It was strong pims. Is this going to be the full 40 minutes?
I think you're stalling because you don't want to say goodbye to Toby.
I'm really sad about saying goodbye to Toby. And I think also, as this plays in a big way to my nostalgic sense of football, I think one of the things that I experience a lot in football is nostalgia, even if it's nostalgia for like a year ago, or let's say 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah. Goodbye, Toby.
Yeah.
Carry
on.
I didn't know the lyrics to the song in the first place.
No, exactly.
It's very hard to do a parody of it. No. You don't know the music.
But in reality, nostalgia aside, even though, was it you saying yesterday that he was like really good for the first half of the season?
I thought he was good this season. His body's dead, but his mind is still there for me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Body's a big part of it, though, isn't it?
It is, yes.
So maybe he's not the good example of it, but as we've been talking about this whole week, what's good is that Tottenham are making these changes. Fans have been worried, okay, we definitely need a clear out. We definitely, you know, 2 years ago, Poch was talking about, what was it, the painful rebuild. We need a painful rebuild. That was clear. Yeah. Instead, I guess what Spurs tried to do, what Daniel Levy tried to do, was get this quick fix, get Jose in, let's just win anything, any fucking thing, let's just win it. Yeah. And instead, sadly, that didn't turn out. So now, if the painful rebuild is happening, it seems to be a good thing broadly. I'm not sure I would necessarily have been like, get out of here, Toby, and especially not to Qatar. But
a painful rebuild sounds like something you do to a duck.
And
it'd be on the doors. Like, this duck lost its beak.
Yeah.
It's a bill, though, isn't it? Not build.
That's how that was the tenor of the joke. Yes. But I didn't want to use bill again. Because I didn't want to use. It doesn't,
Have I done a Marcus there?
Like a proper odd couple, you two. Yeah.
We should do. What's that telly watching program?
Yeah.
Gogglebox.
Yeah.
You're an idiot, Kate. You're an idiot, Pete. We're both idiots.
But yeah, you see what I mean? It's good that progress is being made about around all of this, and you know, we've been talking about Fabio Paratici, the guy who's come in and apparently just sits in his room on 20 hours of internet and apparently not knowing this was the big story, that he was on 20 hours of internet and he didn't realise that he was paying per minute.
That's proper, like, diet.
What was 2021?
Yeah, I know. What's that about?
I think it was a year ago. I don't think it was
it's still the same. It's got worse, if anything.
Yeah. He's probably still trawling through his Reddit or whatever to learn the news that Toby Alderweireld has now officially left Tottenham Hotspur. Off he goes to notable Qatari side Al Duhail for £13 million. As we said yesterday, he's only 32. And I know you were on about acclimatising, but oh my God, if he's on the plane today, what are we, July? Yeah, it's going to be 50 degrees when he turns up.
Yeah, I think he'll have a house.
Mate, it's fine. You can't, and a lot of it is like you go down in your lift, you go down into your air conditioned basement, you go out in your car, you never experience it. But I still think you're going to get into Hamid International and you're going to think, blimey.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure he's been briefed that that's part of it.
I'll do a FIFA dignitary and go, this is fine. I'm sure this airport was built very ethically.
Yeah. I understand why he's left. I understand that, you know, there's a new manager now and that he's been there for a long while, Toby Alderweireld, and that perhaps it is time for new players to come in, because of course Spurs are looking all over the place for new centre back targets. Mm. But I am quite surprised that he's gone to Qatar he's ultimately still quite a regular international for Belgium.
Mm. Yes,
FIFA
was good
in the world.
Euros, yeah.
So perhaps, you know, he's got his own reasons for doing that. I'm sad that he's left the Premier League. I think he's a really good player. I think, you know, 2016-17, when Spurs defensively were absolutely brilliant. I think they only conceded, I just got it here, they only conceded 26 goals in the Premier League, which is incredible, really. Obviously went very close, came second in the league. He was a big part of that. His combination and partnership with Jan Vertonghen was great. He's got a lot going for him. Lost a bit of pace, of course, as he's gotten older, but just a great, classy operator. And the Premier League will be far poorer without him.
Yes.
Then it's football, right? Everything comes to an end. 32 doesn't seem like much to us, particularly when you're sat in north of 40. But to professional football clubs, it is quite old. So, I mean,
could it be indicative of just playing in a league and that has 50, 60 matches per bloody season, it feels like, and then playing for your international side as well? Could he come back in a year or two's time, rebuilt, better than ever?
What, you reckon he could come back like...
rebuild him.
Come back to a promoted
Premier
League
side?
That's
what
they do, yeah. Yeah. He's only played 35 games in all competition last season for Spurs. Mm. The most he's played in one season is 55, but that was a long time ago.
But Rio Ferdinand did say it was the hardest defensive league in the world.
Yeah.
Because people do crosses.
Yeah.
Well, that was the point as well about the Premier League. You know, he's on 100,000... Christ, I can't even compute that. But anyway, it's not even that much in the grand scheme of football things. He's on £100,000 a week.
Right.
So, point about being in the Premier League, point about there being coronavirus at the moment, blah, 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 things being depressed. Mm. Is that if Spurs are trying to make a deal, I guess there's very few places that he can go.
Do you know what's fascinating about that more broadly? And it doesn't really necessarily apply to Spurs, who I know are after, you know, Christian Romero from Atalanta, and they've tried to get Jules Koundé from Sevilla. That's not going
to
happen.
Doesn't seem to be happening.
No,
yeah.
So they are, but they
might miss out on Kurt Zouma.
they are looking out for centre-back replacements. But what's interesting more broadly in transfer terms at the moment, I think, in football, and this doesn't necessarily apply to Spurs, is the fact that because of COVID, the rules around financial fair play have been relaxed.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
So actually, what we might be seeing and what we might continue to see until the transfer window closes is the super clubs really taking advantage of this.
Mm. So yeah, of course.
So you're going to have Man City, PSG, whoever it may be, looking to really just get stuck in there while they can, because they're not really affected by what COVID's done to the economy.
Yeah.
And it might completely imbalance it. Doesn't really necessarily apply to Spurs. Apologies to Spurs fans, but they're never going to do that.
But, you know, you can't tell the heart of the whole European Super League thing. Look at Barcelona. You know, they had the highest average wages of any team, and they don't have the same setup as some of these other super clubs that weren't so fussed about it. You know, you can see why that starts to happen. Yeah, look, as you say, it's an interesting one. Clearly, there needs to be a big clear out of Tottenham. It seems as though that's going full speed ahead. But Toby Alderweireld, this whole idea about being an influential voice. Like,
oh, yeah,
do you want to strip out someone like that? Look, we can just...
That's not talked about enough, I don't think. Yeah, yeah. The fact that he's a senior pro there, apparently he's got a really well-respected kind of personality at the club, and I imagine he's quite vocal given his experience.
And at a time when one of your star player is angling for a move, possibly yeah. not, you know, there's a lot of, and there is a rebuilding job to do there. So
the other person who's being linked with Spurs is Aaron Ramsey. What do we think?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed the talk. The Juventus, I mean, this is probably lost in translation a bit, but the Juventus will do, quote, whatever it takes to sell him.
Yeah, it's not nice, is it?
No.
I felt quite sad for him. I mean, especially as we've enjoyed him at the Euros as well, to some extent, haven't we?
Yeah, I think on more than one occasion last season, Marcus, for players who, you know, British players who've gone abroad, that back in the day didn't happen as often as it might do now for the younger side of players. And Marcus would say to Brassel, he's had a good season, and Brassel go, no, he hasn't. Yeah.
I love that we have someone with the ability to do that.
Just go, no, he hasn't.
Yeah, that right.
I remember James Horncastle did one to me on the continent once, very, very diplomatically. I think I was slagging off Gianluigi Buffon. Which you never do in front of Horncastle.
Mm. No.
And Horncastle couldn't think of anything like, he didn't want to be rude or be mean to me on the show.
Yeah.
So I think he said something along the lines of, well, I sometimes feel that Luke only watches Buffon in the Champions League, and that's a problem.
So good.
I was like, say what you really think, James.
So give me a couple of bits of nostalgia moment before we move on. Yeah, I suppose for Toby Alderweireld, obviously not exactly a goal scoring machine. Oh, by the way, he finishes on 200 Premier League start.
Tidy.
Yeah, I like that. It's quite slick.
Do you reckon his OCD just decided that he had to leave?
I wonder because he's also 45 in the Champions League.
Right, okay.
Mm. Anyway. And he was linked with Royal Antwerp as well. Ah, anyway. And he talks about how he wanted to go home and he hasn't been able to. Oh, I'm sad about him being in Qatar.
He could still go to Royal Antwerp in a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
With respect to Royal Antwerp. Yeah. A great name for a team.
Yeah. Regal. Yeah. If anything.
Very regal.
The other pre-season hijinks that have been going on that have been quite enjoyable is that Wolves faced Real Betis on Saturday. The injury list for Betis went as follows. Dani Martin, suspected COVID-19. Jose Calderon, suspected COVID-19. Both legitimate, I would say.
Yeah.
Guido Rodriguez, vacation. Joaquin, hangover.
I can't believe they include, and he's 40 as well.
Very impressive.
That's a two dear.
Yeah, exactly.
Because as the two of you will know,
yeah.
It's not easy once you tip 40.
If you're 21, 22, hangover, I'll be fine by the evening.
An hour,
kick off, don't worry about it, I'll be fine. 40? Unknown return date.
When was this?
Last week he turned
40 on the 21st. So we're not implying, or are we, that it was a hangover from his birthday celebration?
Wow, that'd be some celebration.
Well, the word is, I think, I had a look, Rosaca or Rosasa. I had a Google, and can we really discount that he was experiencing the diversion of flood water from the river?
Oh, is that what it means?
There's two meanings, so yeah, it could be that, isn't it?
That's fascinating. Is that in Spanish what it said?
It could be either hangover or diversion of flood water from the river, and we have seen a lot of flood water.
It's true.
Diversion of flood water in Europe. Is that a metaphor for the hangover, though? Is that connected in some way?
What I like about it is that, you know,
flailing around.
Presumably Guido Rodriguez's vacation was signed off. maybe
doing a TikTok.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. with most, if not all, footballers' injuries, they're assessed, right? There's a professional medical operative there, and they're assessed. Has Joaquin had to ring that in? Has he had to call up and say,
hello? Yeah, yeah, it's been at the hundreds.
Hanging the head off the bed.
There was three pins.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know what happened. Apparently they're calling him out.
Deleting all his social media photos.
No, keep him on. Someone else who's trying to change the past, I guess, is your mate.
Pete.
No, Luke.
Pete will never change.
Your mate, Luke Kepa. He's been trying to tell the world what's going on. Did you read his players' tribute
thing? I did read it, yeah, and I read that he
tried... Did you like it? Do you feel bad for hammering him this time?
You will not find a bigger supporter of the players' tribune than me. I think it's excellent. I always read all their articles with players, and I really enjoy them. The point is, though, what you're trying to get at here is that Kepa is for those who are listening who haven't read it, Kepa is talking about how the misunderstanding, as he calls it, with Sarri in the 2019 League Cup final, refused to come off. It was all to do with an injury and all the rest of it. The point isn't that. I actually rated him for that.
Yeah, me too.
I thought that was funny. Right? I thought that's we're all about the football circus here. the reason I was criticising Kepa is because he doesn't really save any shots. And for a goalkeeper, that's imperative.
Yeah.
You know, he had the lowest save percentage of any keeper in the Premier League at the time.
Mm.
I don't think he's a terrible person or anything. I'm not trying to criticise him personally for that. But if you're a goalkeeper and you don't save shots, you're going to get criticised by people from the sidelines like me who think it's easy to do that.
You're just going to hammer gonna his mental well-being. That's so fine. You're just going to sit there hammering him.
It just sounds like very much a come and get me for Lazio, really. So, like, can you... Because I am not having a nice time here.
It, yeah, ended
the because article, of my performances.
The article ended by saying, I'm not going to pretend I'm happy with my current situation. So clearly there was a reason for doing it.
Oh, okay. That was very naive of me. I thought he was trying to say he was like part of the team and that's what he loved. He loved being part of the team. I thought it was interesting the way it was so precise about he was so precise about it. He said, Manchester City were dominating the game. There's barely any extra time left until penalties. I felt something, blah, blah, blah. Above all, though, I wanted to make sure that we as a team could catch our breath. I'd only been wasting time.
Yeah, you admit that freely.
Yeah, fun, huh?
And I think I hope Graham Souness didn't read that.
Retrospective yellow.
Yeah, what for time wasting? Yeah, that would be amazing if you could do retrospective yellows, wouldn't it?
I think that's another part of the campaign for real football that we should be started.
Re-referee stuff. If we can referee through VAR, let's re-referee that Lampard over the line England
they goal. Did you hear us on Monday? They will not be doing VAR in South America anymore. As a general rule, as we said on Monday, if a player in response to a VAR decision is picking up a fire extinguisher, he's not happy with it.
Oh, I bought one of them from Aldi this week.
What, fire extinguisher?
Fire extinguisher and some swimming shoes.
Okay, it's what have you got planned?
It's the rich
talk through your plans.
Why do you need a fire extinguisher?
For fires.
Yeah.
Right. Are you trying to rent out your rooms? I mean,
you don't buy it because you don't buy it when there's a fire going on, do you?
I understand Prime is very quick, but at this point it's not quick enough.
Is that normal? I feel like that's just what you have in institutional buildings,
Kate,
isn't it?
It's one of it's the latest.
Got a fire blanket.
It's the latest in a long list of purchases that flags up on Pete's account that other people investigate on his behalf.
Yeah.
Fire extinguisher, swimming shoes. They're just confused by that. They're like, what's he got planned? It could be anything. What's the swimming shoes for? Because you live near the beach now.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So what do you...
The rocks are kind of sharp.
Are you trying to pass your life-saving test or something?
So what, I'm rescuing a fire extinguisher from like it's a little baby. Yeah.
You don't wear shoes in the water.
No, but if it's quite, because it's kind of mud flats and there's quite a lot of rocks on the on the ground, so you don't want to cut your feet.
You're picking cockles.
Yeah.
I'm picking cockles, yeah.
A euphemism.
What a good man. All right, plenty more of this to come after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Join me, Jaguar, the host of BBC Introducing Dance on Radio 1, for my brand new podcast, Utopia Talks. It's a reactive platform to discuss issues that my generation care about in dance music culture and the wider world. I'll be talking to some of the biggest names in dance music, including people like Heidi.
The lineups do not need to be 99% male-driven. Mm. There's all these interesting new producers and women that are coming through, you know, all sorts. Yeah. It's like women are speaking out now.
And the sensational Bless Madonna.
I feel like literally my entire life has led up to this. This is the first event we've had like this, not just in the UK, but really in the Western Hemisphere. And to be able to be here with all of these people who are so happy is just absolutely the biggest, highest joy of my life.
As well as having the meaty conversations I often have with friends that I'd love you to join in with.
There's so much new energy coming out of the pandemic, and there's so many like new nights and festivals, yeah, yeah. And everyone's really pushing for this new structure where people genuinely don't feel anxious mm-hmm. about coming to a club night because of the way they look or the way they dress. It's more about everyone in.
To me, Utopia is a perfect moment. It's togetherness, it's the future. I want to live in a more inclusive, equal world, and I hope this podcast will build a community and help create change. Subscribe now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. New episodes dropping every Wednesday. Welcome to Utopia Talks.
Utopia Talks is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
He'll be glad he's not defending a corner kick. You can hardly hear yourself.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I just love as a prepared line. I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm enjoying all of this.
Brucey's dog's off.
Totally ad-lib lines. Oh, welcome back to the Football Ramble with me, Pete and Luke on this, I don't even know what the weather is, on this not neutral-ish Wednesday.
It's raining outside.
Mm. Oh, not neutral at all. Yeah. Right, let's get some of these.
Yes, hello to you, Chris Pasharli. Great name, Chris. Hello. He's emailed in saying, I just thought I'd drop a quick message to say I saw John Moss, of course, Premier League referee John Moss, playing a game at my local goals. The first thing I noticed is that he plays football in his official referee kit.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, he doesn't.
If you're going to need to attach a photo, which made me wonder if he has his cards in his pocket to dish out if someone puts in a bad tackle. I don't think you can cross the streams and be footballer and referee in that case. The second thing I noticed, said Chris, is that he's a genuinely sound bloke, as he didn't even flinch at all when one of the group I was playing with shouted as we were leaving the venue, you're just a shit Mike Dean.
Oh, I don't know. I think that suggests that he's suffered so much that he's just...
Well, also, the
I'm sad this was the group that you were with, Chris. Yeah, I think you should be shouting at someone about their workplace.
I'd hate to be well known. It'd be miserable, wouldn't it? Like, just
do people not shout at you in the street?
Constantly worrying whether if someone mugs you off, it's because they know who you are, yeah.
They say, didn't you used to be on the Football Round?
Are you a real pundit?
Yeah.
Pete, you used to live in the centre of Soho and people would grab you quite a lot, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not because of that.
Yeah.
Set the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Debts unpaid.
It's a sexy place.
Look, it's not in his workplace. He's obviously playing there as a leisure thing. I'm not defending Chris's friend's actions. But what I would say is it shows a bit of insight into what Chris thinks makes a good person. Is that he said he didn't flinch when someone abused him.
Yeah.
I mean, as you've said, that's probably just that he's desensitised to it now, which is actually very sad.
Yeah, I
don't know about all that. I also wonder about the red-yellow card situation. I sort of imagined referees having to go, you know, like you get your gun and your badge. Thought I sort of imagined it like that.
Morning,
you pick them up in the morning and you whistle. But maybe you don't. Maybe you can just carry them anywhere.
Out on the street, you have like sort of thin, sort of membrane, thin yellow cards and red cards.
Yeah.
They're actually quite, you can't really tell what's red and what's yellow because they're just so thin because they've got to fit in the jeans pockets.
That's why some referees used to use a red round card, didn't they? Yeah, they did. They a round red card because they were going to their pocket and they wouldn't want to know what it was. And I do think referees carry their cards with them themselves. They don't pick them up for anywhere else.
No, shame.
Like a magician.
That little image of mine is now destroyed. But right, and anyway, on the subject of your illustrious footballing careers, guys, we've had another email in from Daniel Masters. Have a listen to this. Ramblers, he says, I have a dilemma that I would like you to solve for me. Bloody hell, you're definitely in the wrong place, Daniel. Probably due to a lockdown mainly consisting of expensive cheese and gin, interesting combination, and with a young family to look after, I'm not in the best physical shape. Probably doesn't help also that I'm in my late 30s. Oh, right over the hill. So much so, I'm now debating whether to commit to another season of jobbing 11-a-side football every Saturday. Once a week, that's quite a lot, I feel like. 37 he is, played pretty solidly for 20 years. I sit firmly at centre-back. I claw at 20-something lads who saunter past me without so much as a glance, defending set pieces and smashing the ball away in my bread and butter. I occasionally grab a goal at the other end. Those fleeting moments have sustained me, but how long can it go on for? I love football. The lads I play with are a good laugh. It's nice to get out, but can my body hack it? Can I take being called a daft old prick by managers on both sidelines when I make another clanger? The thought of trudging back from a 5-1 defeat with battered arms and soaked shins is pretty grim. So, yeah, he's saying, let me know what you think. Do you think that he should carry on playing, Pete and Luke?
Wow. I mean, this could be written with me in mind, except it would happen to me when I was about 30. So we should put a little bit of music under there, like an agony aunt kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
I think you should just play as long as you can, don't you?
I think so.
Well, you can still
stop doing it, you never go back and you resent it a little bit.
Oh.
But is there an embarrassment threshold, though? So if you're turning up, I mean, because Daniel here is alluding to the fact that people are already slagging him off for being old. I think it depends on your mental fortitude, doesn't it?
You need an older team as well, don't you? Probably?
Yeah.
But the problem is the older the team, if you get into a team that's like cracking their sort of mid-40s, they're invariably the sort of ones who were really good at football when they were younger. And so the kind of, what do you call them, like a veterans league, they're invariably very, very good.
Good,
very, very fit and, you know, very different to the veterans leagues of 20 years ago. So it is difficult. Just keep doing it until you just don't get, like me, I just stop getting played. The manager will make the decision.
I've got a mate, actually, who's about that sort of age, and he has just been binned out of his team. His claim is, although I don't have any evidence to verify this, that he's too good for the level. Ramble listener, actually.
That old chestnut.
Not professionals.
He says that they want to play. They don't want him like running around everywhere, making everyone else feel shit. I'm saying it out loud, the more unlikely it sounds.
He sounds like a dickhead, mate. Simply because I know players like that, and they're the players who may be rather talented, but they're certainly the fucking mouthy ones, aren't they?
Give me the fucking ball! Give me the fucking ball! Nah, nah, Steve, Steve, nah, nah, nah.
Angry.
My theory was going to be you could just try and weasel out everybody else who's better than you, one by one.
The journey I took was, never got played, would occasionally offer to do 45 minutes in net, even though I couldn't kick the ball out, and then I would spend the rest of my time filming the game.
With commentary?
Not with commentary. I just do a little compendium of the absolutely turgid soccer that was being played in Market Road up in North London that weekend.
I think Daniel, if he talks about himself here quite honestly, but he also says that his bread and butter is occasionally grabbing a goal, defending set pieces, smashing the ball away. I'd go to a veterans league if I were him, because I know what you're saying, Pete, but I think there probably is a place for someone like that. Mm. I found myself, as I was playing, just moving deeper, deeper and deeper because I couldn't really run anymore. And then you find yourself behind the goal and you can't really do any more with it. But I think, Pete, there's an element of truth in what Pete's saying as well with the veterans leagues. The amount of times when I was younger, you'd play against a team of old timers and you'd be like rubbing your hands together and you'd invariably get beaten. So there we go. I hope you find peace, Daniel.
Yeah,
and I appreciate your message.
And guys, if you've got a veterans team that wants a bit of Daniel's particular brand of defending, then
I'd like to have a kick out and Leon see if anyone's around.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, all right.
It's like a message board, isn't it?
Email in show@footballramble.com or tweet us @footballramble. Now, speaking of veterans, Ronaldinho has made a plea to Lionel Messi to stay at Barcelona. He says he must stay. He is the history of Barca. When Messi retires, which I hope will be in a long time, he can leave the number 10 there and nobody will touch it again. But there are problems at Barcelona, as we've been talking about, in terms of the fact that Messi's still a free agent, despite this agreement that he's going to take a pay cut.
I thought he already signed on the dotted line.
Yeah, but they can't. Then it's some sort of technical thing. I feel like this is sort of Luke's wheelhouse.
Out of all of the players, they will surely secure his name first.
But they're paying too much to all of their. Oh yeah, no, too much in wages.
He'll be the most expensive vending machine repairman at Barcelona for the next 20 years. Let's make that very clear.
I was reading that like the contract he signed is much longer than they're expecting to play, just because they need to spread the money out over a longer period.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't remember the word, so this is not impressive. It's like a technical word, academic word that I was about to wow you all with. Mm. Amortization.
Yeah. People always talk about that in football now. But I think part of the problem is that, so he's agreed the contract extension with a massive pay cut, basically. Mm. But one of the problems is that Barcelona need to sell players, right? So, and this is astonishing to read, and I hope I've got this right. But some of the players they need to shift are Miralem Pjanic, Philip Coutinho, and Ousmane Dembele, who I think cost between them £300 million.
They need to shift them.
Yeah, and I mean, I know that sometimes you have to gamble when you sign players, and it's not always going to work out. But I mean, that is absolutely incredible that they've gone down that road. And actually, it feeds back into what the guys were talking about yesterday with Varane and Man United and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that Real Madrid essentially were fairly happy to sell Varane because of his contract situation, but also because Florentino Perez apparently is just on a total mission to sign Mbappe, whatever happens. So they're just clearing the decks. So it's incredible some of the messes these super clubs get themselves into. I don't think it's realistic that Messi will leave. I am, because this is what Pete's already said. Mm. I was hoping he would leave, because me and Andy had a bit of a dust-up about it. And I'd quite like to see Messi kind of achieve something in a different league. Just not because I don't think he's the best player ever, but just because it'll be interesting.
I thought you were throwing your hat into the ring on that.
No, because one thing you could say about Ronaldo, at the very least, obviously, is that he's gone all over the place. He's been quite itinerant, so he's done stuff in different places. And I do genuinely really respect that. So anyway, we'll see what happens. And I think
it's interesting that loyalty means so little to you.
I also think that you'll find out. You carry on. I think it's really funny that you call Ronaldinho a veteran. Well, it'd be delighted.
I was actually calling Messi a veteran.
Oh, okay, right. I thought you meant Ronaldinho. I was like, you've been retired about 6 years.
It's absolute madness, this. And it also, for me, it raises questions generally about obviously overpaying all of these players. But if you think about Ousmane Dembele, about the way that they failed to help him to settle in. I know there's all this stuff about, he plays too many computer games and he's staying up and all hours and all this crap, but it's clear that they've got something wrong in terms of settling players in and making them develop at their best while also spending shitloads of money on them. Speaking of slightly unusual takes as well, did you see this? Have you seen the little clip of it? He basically was asked on some sort of video interview about what Ansu Fati can learn from Messi, and the clarifying point about this was because you played with Messi. His reply was, and if you watch it, I wasn't sure if this was totally tongue-in-cheek, but if you watch him saying it, it doesn't actually look tongue-in-cheek at all. He says, no, he played with me. And there's an awkward silence, basically, because the interviewer's like, oh, right. It's different. Messi played with me. I did not play with Messi in my time. Messi played with me. It is totally different. Sort of awkward smile. It is totally different.
I mean, you should respect Samuel, but I think he's angry about that. His statue getting decapitated. Remember?
Did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was a terrible. It just looked like it was on a roundabout in Cameroon. And it was just this horrendous depiction of, and he's doing this. He's going, ooh, like that.
And they got decapitated.
Got decapitated
by him. He was so angry with it.
he did a Jebediah Springfield on it.
Yeah. Funny. I also read that Lionel Messi, by the way, is currently holidaying in Miami. Could there be a Phil Neville shaped curveball?
Stop it!
Now you're talking.
I thought he was in the Dominican Republic. This week,
fairly close by.
He's heading down to Ecuador. He absolutely destroyed them in the Copa America.
Yeah, a bit of both.
I'm back, guys.
Yeah.
I know we've already been down the Phil Neville train. Is that where you go on the? But anyway, yeah.
It's not really a train you want to be on.
I don't think that Lionel Messi is going to look at his performance in MLS and think this is a guy who's really going to help me.
Yeah, but he's probably
Thomas
not
the prick engine.
I think Messi. I think Lionel Messi might be thinking, if I do go to Inter Miami, by the time I get here, Phil Neville will no longer be here.
That's a great point.
No matter who his best mate is.
Right, there has been some football on as well. I don't know if you guys caught a bit of the GB women. It was a dead rubber. They finished their top of their group unbeaten after a 1-1 draw with Canada. So that means that's a good thing for many reasons, but it means that they play Australia. They now stay in Kashima, which, Pete, do you think of that as being a good place to play football full stop?
I don't know Kashima at all.
The key point is antlers. That they don't have to go anywhere, basically, right, cool. I guess, is that. But we don't know if the conditions will be particularly good.
But if they win that, they have to go to Yokohama for the semi, though.
Mm. Right.
So they will have to move, and then they have to go to Tokyo for the final if sure. they get there.
It's not a big country. You can get on the train, a couple of hours, you're there.
Fine, there we go.
Someone's getting ahead of themselves.
Japan's got very good transport links, hasn't it, Peter, anyway?
The Shinkansen is... Excellent.
There we
I
go.
Very much enjoyed. It wasn't a great performance, I think, from GB, but
oh, no.
And obviously
no,
the winner wasn't. Deflecting off Princess. Oh, the keeper's just
It was like
the worst deflection. The deflection was massive. It took it right in the corner.
Massive it was. But that warm, sort of cloying, hot rain they have out there, it looked. Grim. Awful kind of
So both teams, I think, made a lot of changes.
Yeah.
The conditions were awful.
And then
the game as a result was just dire.
Yeah, but there was one point where like Ashley Lawrence from PSG is just absolutely bombing. And in those kind of conditions where you're a little bit disorganised, you're not playing well, and you've got her bombing at you, like, oh, piss
oh, no.
off.
Oh, no.
Leave me alone.
I thought Demi Sturridge looked all right on the left, but yeah, you're right. It wasn't a classic. And lots of people complaining because they couldn't find it. It wasn't on the BBC.
Heavy rain, mate.
It was a bit like, ugh.
I don't know. I suspect this isn't the BBC's fault, because I think that the way that the broadcasting rights to the Olympics was awarded was quite controversial. Yeah. So I'm not blaming the BBC per se for this. I don't think it's acceptable that Team GB can be playing in our what is effectively our national sport and people can't find it.
Yeah.
It should be much clearer than that. It was impossible to find it. And then when you found it, there was no commentary for about half an hour.
Hey, look, if Kate's in the pocket of Eurosport, I'm in the pocket of Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
Stream what you love.
Overall, it's a great app. It's a great app. I've got no beef with it overall. You know, coming up next on D-Match, etc.
We'll be building off-grid once again in Ice Road, Alaska.
But, is that the same company?
Yeah.
Do us an Ice Road Truckers one.
We don't do Ice Road Truckers, really.
Do another one. Do a different one.
Alaska, building off-grid, coming up next on D-Max.
You have to do another take of that. They're not going to accept that. But going back to the football, I do think the game was brilliant. They got through it, and the late goal meant they topped the group, right? Which
yes,
is big.
Exactly, because Canada would have been top otherwise.
They didn't play St. Clair.
Say again?
Canada didn't play St. Clair. They rested her.
They made a lot of changes.
It's good to. Like you say, you don't want them being sapped by the rain.
I just imagine coming up with she's got 300 caps. imagine being in a team, and she just whispers in your ear, "I'm on a fucking stamp."
Yeah.
You think you're hot shit? I'm on a fucking stamp.
She would have played more international games than I reckon probably 95% of professional footballers would have played club games.
Yeah.
Because the average, although we're obsessed and we're used to seeing the very top players all the time, the vast majority of football players professionally in their career is a very, very short career.
Oh, it's something like 70 games. It's quite low, isn't it?
2 years, maybe, something like that. Mm. So, but I was just going to say that Australia obviously finished third in their group, right? So, I know that they've got good players and they've got a really good chance against Great Britain, but Great Britain effectively a game or two away from a medal, and there's a lot of teams left in that group of eight teams that are left that are either above. I know you can't really do the rankings because it's GB, but above England, shall we say, in the FIFA rankings. Sweden have looked really good. USA are really capable, despite the fact they've underwhelmed a bit.
More than underwhelmed.
But you know what I mean, though? They're still capable. They could click at any point,
I don't really understand what happened there for them to go 44 games unbeaten and then get absolutely hammered by Sweden. It's very odd.
Then you've got Japan in there who are decent enough. Netherlands are decent enough. So it's a long way to go, really. But in terms of like physical distance, it's only a couple of games. So you never know.
And it's exciting as well, especially given that players, particularly, there's mostly obviously England players in this team, GB, even though there's three captains from the different home nations, from different home nations. But they haven't played any competitive games since the World Cup, those England players. They've played a few. I've seen some quite decent sort of warm-up games that they have participated in. But
it's never quite the same. You can't replicate.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, sounds like Luke's backing them for a big G.
I'll be backing them all the way. I'll be pulling for them for sure. I'm looking forward to the next game. I hope they get a medal. I genuinely really hope they get a medal. I don't think they'll get gold, but I hope they get a medal.
Haters.
There we go.
All right then. If you want to give us a big G, that doesn't mean what I think
it's
it means,
medal.
Does it?
Yeah, a big G.
I was going for a...
yeah, careful.
a gold medal is what I was trying to lead towards. and you're enjoying the return of the ramble, get on over to the review section of Apple Podcasts, please, if you've got a minute, or wherever you're listening to us. If you're on Android, you're welcome to the family too.
Yeah.
Or the other one, Google Phones. They're good also, as I understand it.
Right, Google is Android.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
Pete, do you want to pull her up on this? Or are you going to let everyone rush
her
over?
They're the main two food groups, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right. I'm glad I've covered all our bases.
Get to the point.
Please give us a 5-star review.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go.
Please, it really helps.
The one way to really get 5-star reviews is just really gingerly wait ages to ask people to do it.
I do feel nervous about it.
Tell them to do it.
But
they'll listen to you.
They're not, surely they're going to be like, I'm not listening to this.
Listen, I'll do it now for you.
Yeah.
Listen, listeners, right? You are already listening.
Is this
but
working?
Carry on listening. Shut up. Listen, right? We're giving you this show for fucking free. Go onto your app and put 5 stars on our thing in our bin. It will help us. We'll love you forever for it.
Mm. Nice.
And you will continue to get great shows for nothing.
I like what you did there as a sort of carrot stick situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right
I'll
then.
Smash them over the head with the carrot.
Please, will you do this? We really appreciate it. And we don't hate you if you don't do it.
There we go.
No, that's wrong. We do. Mm. Okay, point has been made. Lovely to see you guys.
Thanks.
Tomorrow it's going to be Marcus, Jim and Andy in your ears. A full swap.
A triple sub.
A triple sub. Nice to see you, Luke. Say goodbye to the listeners.
Goodbye, listeners. I love you, really.
Yeah. Say goodbye to the listeners. Pete.
Fortune Hunters way off grid. It's Yukon Gold next on D-Max.
Yes, it is. Stay tuned. See you next time.
D-Max gets such a great touch out of us.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.